20 years ago, I was turning 30, and somewhere I read this thing that said that the best experiences in life happen in your 30s. So I was like, ooh, what's going to happen? So excited. And yeah, the next year I met this gorgeous, the most intelligent and funniest guy, and he became my boyfriend. And pretty quickly we started talking about having a baby. So I went to crack the news to my dad, who was a fairly conservative Japanese-Mexican. And he was weirdly happy about it. And when I went to give the news to my mom, who was kind of more progressive Mexican woman, she was weirdly not that happy, especially because we said we were not going to get married. Yeah. And we started trying, and a couple of months passed, and nothing happened. And then one day, my dad called and said that he had been sick, like a couple of weeks back. He had a pneumonia. But he was feeling better at that moment, and he was taking his medication and everything. But naturally, I wanted to go and visit him and check if everything was okay. So I took a bus 8 hours north from Mexico City to his mango orchard. And I saw him. He was doing pretty well. And we spent a couple of days, beautiful days, talking and eating. And the last day I was there, it was a Saturday. I just didn't want to go back. I wanted to stay a little bit longer. So I just didn't want to wake up early and go have breakfast with him. I stayed in bed. So when he was coming back from the kitchen, I heard this "I," and boom, a bang in the door next to me. And I woke up and turned around and saw his legs. He was lying in the floor next to me. So I jumped out of the bed and went to check on him. I didn't know what was going on, so I started getting very nervous, panicking. I couldn't even check his vitals. So I went to look for someone to help me carry him to the car and take him to the nearest hospital that was 45 minutes from the orchard. And I tried to drive the car as fast as I could. I couldn't even drive. I started to cry. I don't even remember who drove that day. And halfway to the hospital, I knew something was very wrong because he was not breathing. When I got into the hospital, the doctor said that he had a massive heart attack. So basically, he was dead since the beginning. But I just couldn't process that. I spent weeks, probably months, trying to understand what happened, what could I have done. And I had a very, very bad PTSD. And 1 month later, it was the first month anniversary, I went to visit my sister in New York. It was St. Patrick's Day. And I learned that people can drink a lot in St. Patrick's Day. And passed out drunk in the snow. But also I learned that I was pregnant. Finally. So naturally, I had to prepare myself. I didn't want to go through a PTSD again. So I took all the classes that I could, like a CPR for babies class, childbirth education class, the longest I could, 20-hour childbirth education class. I hired a doula. I did everything I could. And the day came. And when I turned 32, I had my baby, my beautiful baby girl, that day. She's there. And a beautiful birth. So after that, I realized how much I enjoyed talking about births and labor and everything childbirth related. And then I had a second baby, and it was an amazing experience. So after that, I decided that I really wanted to become a doula. And that's what I did. I became a birth doula. Yeah. And a couple of births later, I was on call for one of my beautiful clients. She's like a sweet woman. And she had been on and off for many days, which is kind of normal, but it had been like she called me every other day to say like, oh, I'm having contractions, and then nothing. So that night, her husband called me and said like, seems like this time this is happening. And I was like, oh, okay, send me a screenshot of the contractions and I'll check. And when I saw the screenshot, I realized like, this was happening and faster than I thought. So I called them back and I was like, you know what? You have to go to the hospital right now. Like, you have to go. And he said, we can't. I'm waiting for my parents. They're coming to take care of my oldest baby. And they're going to be here in around 20, 25 minutes. So, and I was like, no, you don't have that time. So I was like, okay, I'll be in your house in 6 minutes. Prepare yourself to leave in 6 minutes. And 6 minutes later, when I got into their house and I saw her, and she transformed. She was transformed. She was like this ferocious Venus. And I was like, guys, you know what? We should just stay here, bring all the clean towels you have, and probably call an ambulance. But she knew she wanted to go to the hospital. She was like, no, I want to go. So I helped them go into the car. And that's when his parents came and the dad drove us to the hospital as fast as he could. And I guess halfway to the hospital, she started like trying to push. So I was like, okay, wait. So I put her in the back seat and pulled her leggings out, and there she was, a beautiful baby girl. So again, I was in a car trying to rush as fast as I could to the hospital, trying not to panic. But this time I knew everything was going to be all right.